Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Final hour. Wow, this show has flown by. Hope you're enjoying it. I hope the bosses are enjoying it because, you know, I like being invited back. But always great to be on the air with you here in St. Louis and the 97.1 FM Talk audience. Thank you so much for tuning in and not touching that dial these last few hours. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. And as I said, one final hour. And we are joined by Chris Klemm. He is the former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. And he is joining us now to talk about Trump's choice, that is President-elect Trump, to you, for Border Czar Tom Homan. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe, and thanks for having me on. And boy, I tell you what, it's exciting times now. A lot of good movement heading in the right direction for America.
And that's what we like to hear, Chris. And before we talk about Tom Homan, let's hear him in his own words on cracking down on the border.
ICE is very good. The NCIS run. We're very good at targeting. I can't explain a lot of what we do, but there's a lot of databases, a lot of information we have access to where it helps us locate these people.
He has already been, before the election even started, Chris, he has been all revved up on these mass deportations. What are your thoughts just generally on Tom Homan, Chris, and this move to start the mass deportations?
Well, I can tell you, I like Tom. I've known Tom for probably over 10 years. We worked together. We were both working in Washington, D.C. In fact, he and I were probably the only ones in the room that were actually, you know, law enforcement people fighting the then Obama-Biden administration. But I've maintained a good relationship with Tom. He's the real deal. He's going to focus on fixing things, not feelings. And that's important for law enforcement to get things done. In regards to the mass deportations, I mean, look, we've seen polls around the country that upwards of 70% of Americans support it. And I would just tell your audience that the focus will be on national security threats, public safety, criminal aliens, and those that have warrants of removal. It's not going to be rounding up somebody because of the color of skin, what the left will tell you. It's about really focusing on the threats to our security, both the public safety and the criminals. That's what ICE does, and he's a former ICE director, so he knows the job.
Chris, talking about knowing the job, in the last 4 years, how has the situation changed? What will Tom be walking into when it comes to this issue at the border?
Well, so he's going to be walking into a couple good things. Good thing, he's going to have an entire Border Patrol force that's going to be so anxious and so happy to go back to work and do what they signed up to do. He's going to have, a president, a House, and a Senate that's going to back, you know, the mission of this incoming administration to finish what we started as far as, you know, the wall, the technology and things to secure the border. He's also going to inherit a target-rich environment because this administration has released so many people into the country that have no right to be here that meet those priorities, national security, public safety, and criminal aliens. So he's going to be able to get things done rather quickly. And, you know, we heard today, at least some sources reporting Governor Noem may be DHS secretary. That's a win because now she can reach out to her fellow governors, especially the Republican governors, and get that support from the top down in the state. So I think Tom is going to be inheriting a situation that he's going to be able to turn around rather quickly.
Speaking of turning that situation around, what is a realistic timetable? You know, we're hearing about these deportations, getting the people who aren't here legally out of the country. What is a realistic timetable, and how long into the term will we start seeing people leave the country?
Well, you know, it really kind of comes down to the demographics, right? There are a lot of people that have been caught and released by immigration agents like Border Patrol and ICE that have a notice to appear, and they are entitled to due process. They have the constitutional support. So they're going to be a limited group that we can touch. But those that have outstanding warrants, the criminals, those that are illegally here that have no status, we can get after them fairly quickly. So I would say within the first 90 days, you're going to start seeing a lot of targeted operations going after the known locations. We'll see people removed rather quickly. The other thing, too, to keep in mind, and we saw it under the first President Trump administration, is when he gives the green light to do something, it reverberates around the world. When he says, hey, we're going to stop things, we're going to see a flow decrease after he takes office. We're going to see people more than likely voluntarily departing this country because they don't want to get caught up in the criminal and administrative quagmire that could come to this. So I'm optimistic that there'll be some major movement beginning as early as 90 days, but the first year or two will definitely make some huge impacts in the overall illegal immigration. And just so your audience knows, this is absolutely necessary to maintain the integrity of our immigration system so we can clean house so those that have been waiting for years doing the right thing can actually get back in their rightful place in line.
Chris, this might be a roundabout question. I apologize. But, you know, we've heard so many times of illegal immigrants who have been, you know, arrested for a crime and then released because states like the one I'm broadcasting from, New York, have, you know, no bail release and they're just released back to the street. Federally, would that change? And is there a way to get a record of those individuals who were arrested and then released without bail because of ridiculous policies from states like New York?
Well, so to answer your question in short order, if it's a state level policy or district attorney policy or whatever, if it's out of the local level, the feds can't influence that. That's the sanctuary policies that we're up against. But for those states that are Republican states that are not sanctuary states but have sanctuary cities, they can enact some things that actually demand cooperation. And so, yeah, we're going to have to deal with those cities like New York that aren't going to be play nice with the feds. But even Tom has mentioned, well, we'll just send more ICE agents and we'll be waiting outside the police station because we have a right to follow up with those type of things. We're actually obligated per the INA, the Immigration Nationality Act, for us to do this stuff. So a little work cut out for us. But once we get started, the message will be out.
You know, it's so discouraging. You mentioned like at the local level, we have a county executive here in Erie County, New York, who during the first Trump administration put a way to avoid ICE in English and in Spanish and put it on all of his social media. Like, to me, that's just so discouraging. And I wish there was a way the federal government could say, you know what, you lose your post if you do something idiotic like that.
Well, there's this place in the Constitution that says all enemies foreign and domestic. And there's an example when you have elected officials inside the United States purposely trying to undermine our government. To me, that's borderline. You know, that is criminal. You know, I know that they're trying to do it from a compassionate sense, but that's
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a lawmaker purposely trying to undermine our sovereign laws of our federal government. And that's a shame. And I hope voters, and we need to call out those people because it's those type of laws that end up when you have a Jocelyn Norgay, you have a Lincoln Riley murder, you have, you know, a Rachel Moran murder. It's those type of things. Same criminals that are Trinidad Aragua that are plaguing towns across the country, violent Venezuelan gangs that are beating up people in the streets of New York. It's because of lawmakers like that that think they're doing the right thing when they're actually causing harm to their own citizen and further exploitation of the migrants.
Well, if next time you talk to Tom Homan, tell him right behind the Odyssey Buffalo Studios, there is a hotel full of illegal immigrants.
Oh, I will pass that along. I'm sure the ICE guys on the ground are anxiously waiting for Tom's leadership to give them the back end that they've been missing the last 4 years, along with the Border Patrol.
Now, Chris, you know, speaking of the border itself, the border wall, we know it's not completely finished. Does that start getting, do the parts of that wall start getting built on day one?
You know, where we have the, if there's still equipment and there's still opportunities, I think there will be. If not, they'll allow the local sector leadership to make plans. I think that part of the transition team, and typically what has happened is the operational plans will be updated, and we'll be telling the White House and the border czar, Tom Homan, what we need to finish what we started, and that will get underway. Now, because of contracts and contracts being canceled, you know, the president's not going to be able to negotiate a new contract until he takes office. So we'll slow roll it, but I can guarantee you the leadership on the ground is going to be locked and loaded, ready to go on day one with here's our requirements. And you know, I would be hesitant to think that they're not going to give some green light. Like if I was back in office in Yuma and they said Trump says you're in, do what you got to do, I'd be stacking Connex boxes in those gaps like the governor had done before. You know, like let's do something in the intermediate. But yeah, it's just going to take a little bit of time. But I'm telling you, they're not going to waste it. It's just going to take time for government contracting. But as far as the initiative and the execution, they're going to start rolling out as quickly as possible.
You know, we focus so much on the southern border, and rightfully so, but there's also issues at the northern border. We've seen, you know, a over 100% increase in the last 4 years of people illegally coming over the northern border. Will that be something that will be focused on by this administration?
Absolutely. So we think we have what I will say we do have the right formula of what it's going to take on the southern border. We have never put the energy and effort that it's needed on the northern border, and I think that's what Tom Homan will be charged with to address that. It's not as sexy. It doesn't get the attention like the southern border, but like you mentioned, those numbers, I mean, in the last year, there's been more than 20 years combined entries on the northern border. So we've got a problem. The good news is we have a much better working relationship with officials in Canada and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that we're going to get things done. I have spoken for quite a while. Once we figure out the plan and get to execute on the southern border, we can't wait. We have to start with the northern border as well, because there are threats we've got to address. But that will be a challenge because it's arduous. But at the end of the day, we've got much better cooperation with Canadian officials when it comes to getting this done.
You know, Chris, we're seeing the president put his administration together for the second term. What do you think are some of the lessons the president learned in his first term that are helping him make these decisions going into the second term?
Well, I think he understood or learned the hard way of how deep the state was, bureaucrats, and how they play the game. It looks like just over the last news cycle, the last 36 to 72 hours, you know, we've got potentially Marco Rubio as the Secretary of State. You've even got Governor Noem as the potential DHS Secretary. You know, what that's telling me is a maturation, understanding government. For example, you know, a governor is the CEO of the state. They have to trust leaders and elect or put people in places and positions that run things and make decisions. And so plus financial responsibility. So I'm excited what he's learning. He's putting people in here that have been loyal to him, that are consistent with his plan, right? Like that didn't balk the system or buck the system. So, you know, I think that's going to be it. It's going to be people that he can trust, people that he knows, and not just trying to play nice. I think he's got a mandate to get things done. He's going to get people that aren't going to mess around.
I got to ask you, you speak of that mandate. Were you surprised with just how convincing the win was, not just for Trump, but for Republicans on election night?
Well, I tell you what, I spent the short answer is a little surprised that he won the popular vote. That was to me a surprise. I just didn't expect that. I was expecting California and New York to drive those numbers up for Harris. But I went to 19 states and over 50 cities in the last 14 months. And people on the ground were fed up. And I've spoke about the border. I spoke about the issues that this administration, the current administration, created. And so the ground game told me that there was a surge, that there was really a red wave and a movement of people to say, hey, let's get this country back where it needs to be. So I wasn't surprised of the electoral win. I was surprised that he how convincing he won the popular vote. So that to me was the one surprise. But boy, excited. A lot of calls, texts from people that are currently in the patrol, that are no longer in the patrol, but just like, hey, it's a good day for the country. So really excited to be associated with the success of this incoming administration, should I say.
It sure is. And let me tell you, January 20th can't get here fast enough.
You're right. I ditto that, my friend. This is going to be a great thing for everybody. You know, I think it's going to right size where we've gone wrong in the last 4 years. And I think a lot of haters are going to look back and say, yeah, we're much better off today than we would have been under a Harris-Waltz administration.
That is for sure. Chris Klemm, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief, on the naming of Tom Homan and the new administration. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Joe, appreciate it, man. Thanks for giving me the platform and the audience. So I look forward to the next time.
You got it. Looking forward to it. Again, that is Chris Klemm joining us, talking about Tom Homan. And it seems every time I'm on the air, this comes up. You know, there is, and it's not an exaggeration, there is a hotel not even a mile away from where I am broadcasting that houses. I mean, the hotel has been bought out by the state of New York. Like, you cannot get a reservation at this hotel that is right by the studio. It is completely taken out by New York. They've paid for every room, and it's being guarded. It was the National Guard, now a security team that New York is paying every day with my tax dollars to house these individuals. So that was not an exaggeration at all. When we come back, Steve Malloy will be joining us to talk about Lee Zeldin being named to the EPA and some of the climate issues that, you know, the policies that this administration has put in that maybe President Trump can backtrack on, boost coal, and bring back the Keystone Pipeline. We'll be talking with him about that after this break. It's Beamer in for Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.